that was going to be my first question, actually, was, do you need a roadie of any kind? I would be...
you can come along if you want. I've been expanding the crew. It's funny, actually, because, you know, last time I was in Charlottesville at the Satellite Ballroom, around that time period, I was driving myself. I remember I drove my Honda Accord to that show, and I was tour managing myself, kind of just doing everything myself, maybe even running merch myself and everything. But yeah, it's kind of, that was always my mentality, just had many years of doing it all by myself. I like to keep it as diverse as possible, but simultaneously, I think, you know, the music for me takes a long time to put together, and it's a slow process. So I like to, you know, play most cities once a year. And as far as festivals go, if I can, I don't usually like to repeat them 2 years in a row.
One, two, three.
Hard to run into the boss backstage.
Right.
Unfortunately. So yeah, a lot of times, you know, a lot of the bands I'll play builds with are bands I like and stuff. A lot of the bands that will be on my stages are people who I may have played with over the years, or, you know, did a club show with back 5 years ago. And a lot of times, you know, I sample mainly in the top 40 spectrum. So usually those artists are kind of, you know, on their own tour bus and on the main stage and kind of out of my league a little bit. So it's a rare occasion when I actually, you know, brush shoulders with one of them. And if I do, I'm sure they have no clue who the hell I am. I'm always trying to work on material to introduce into the show. That's kind of a big thing, you know, just keeping the show moving, changing up to small bits and pieces. If I can change up a minute or two of the set every weekend, then over the course of a few months, you know, that's a big chunk of change. In the live setting, it's all live sample triggering, so I kind of have to come up with the arrangements beforehand. But actually, like, how I perform it and where it flows in a set and how I transition in and out, that stuff is improvised to a certain degree every show, and then it just evolves.
back again. Check it, wreck it, let's begin. Party on, party people, let me hear some noise. DC's in the house, jump, jump, rejoice. There's a party over here, a party over there. Wave your hands in the air, shake the dairy, yeah. These three words mean you're getting busy. Whoop, it is Hitman.
You have a biomedical engineering degree, is that right?
Yeah.
What are some of the maybe one or two standout moments of like the most amazing things that you've experienced live in concert so far?
Tough question. I think you know, the show that really kind of stands out in my mind was last summer in Chicago, Lollapalooza. Everyone just kind of like crowd surfed me directly back, and I just like continued through the sea of people and ended up somehow in the actual sound booth that was like in the middle of the crowd. So everyone was still just like jamming to this loop that had been on for like 10 straight minutes at that point, and I was able to fade the set out from the sound booth. Actually hung out there for like the next few hours kind of saying what's up to everyone. You know, hope to make music until the day that I die, but you know, actually living off it, I'm, you know, not that concerned about it.
Forever, 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 ever, forever, ever.
You went to school to learn girl, things you never, never do before. And what 2 + 2 makes 4, nine. I'm gonna teach you all about love, yeah.
Sit yourself down, take a seat. Oh, all you gotta do is repeat after me.
You know, everyone's kind of talking about the music industry dying, and I think that's a very, it's kind of like a major label perspective for right now. You know, there might be a time in the near future where it's impossible to make money off music, and, you know, that might happen, I'm not sure. But for right now, you know, a lot of the complaints you hear is about major labels making millions of dollars instead of billions of dollars, and that's a problem for them.
Tell me if you want it like this.
You know, I believe in copyright, and I don't think someone should be able to take someone else's album and be able to bootleg it and just sell it. But I do believe in the idea that you can take something that existed before you and make something new out of it. I think what I'm doing with music, I'm not really hurting anyone. You know, there's no way someone's going to pick up pay for my album instead of someone else's album because they want to hear a 5-second sample for 35 seconds. I imagine more people are making a living off of music in 2009 than ever before. We're kind of in this new era when a lot of people are taking the music they like, taking the art they enjoy, and and mixing it up and manipulating it, trying to make something new out of it. And I believe in that. And there's that idea called fair use in the United States copyright law, and it basically says that you can sample without asking for permission if the new work falls under a certain criteria. So, you know, maybe if you submit your resume, you can jump on the roadie duty.